90.1, and time to get another update on what's happening in our news at this hour with Sharon Allseth again. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. There's the possibility of severe storms this week for much of Indiana, and residents of some central Indiana communities face cleanup work after thunderstorms on Monday. Storms caused a tree to fall into a house in the Madison County city of Alexandria. The evening storm also knocked down several utility poles around Alexandria and in nearby Frankton and Elwood. Indiana Michigan Power reported about 800 homes or businesses without electricity in Madison County last night. Some states, including Indiana, are pushing back against uniform benchmarks for reading, writing, and math that are being widely put in place this school year. The new Common Core standards replace a collection of educational goals that had varied from state to state. There was little dissent when the standards were adopted in 2010, but now lawmakers and governors are reviewing the standards. More than 70 young burn survivors are attending a special camp this week in Indiana. Survivors between the ages of 8 to 18 are at the Hoosier Burn Camp at Battleground near Lafayette. Executive Director Mark Koopman says the week at camp gives kids a break from the stares and questions they can get in day-to-day life. He says they get to go to an atmosphere where their scars are normal and where the other kids have had similar experiences. And for a week, they can just be one of the kids. The week includes traditional camp activities and programs that build self-esteem and friendships. The Hoosier Burn Camp is supported entirely by donations, which allow campers to attend at no cost to their families. Research shows that babies born after a mother's obesity surgery fare better. An explanation from the AP's Shelley Adler.
Obese mothers tend to have kids who become obese. But new research suggests weight loss surgery may help break that cycle in an unexpected way by affecting how their children's genes behave. Canadian researchers found that babies born to women who lost a lot of weight were slimmer than their siblings born when the mothers were obese. The findings are in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Shelley Adler.
An effort is underway to develop a wide-ranging strategic plan for economic and community development in Terre Haute. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana Business.
Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce President Ken Bringle says the process is involving nearly 100 community leaders addressing issues including workforce development, job creation, and taking a collaborative approach to find solutions. He tells Inside Indiana Business the process is essentially in its early stages.
It takes 3 nautical miles to turn the super tanker. Well, we're just starting to turn now, so ours is it's not so much having a specific date of completion as it is making sure that we're starting in the right direction. And as we keep doing that, hopefully we'll start to see results, 2, 3, 5. And some of the areas we may be addressing may take longer. It may take 10 years.
More than 90 community leaders in the Terre Haute area gathered last week to launch the strategic planning initiative. FedEx Ground will hold a groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow for a new distribution center in Zionsville. The facility will house about 200 employees. Most will be transferring from an existing operation in the Indianapolis area. The center is slated to open in August 2014. Carmel-based J.D. Byrider has sold its 1 millionth vehicle. The used car company, which was founded in 1989, has nearly 150 dealerships in 30 states. The milestone vehicle was sold in Massachusetts. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a 2-year MBA and a 9-month graduate certificate. Offered 1 weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
Pivot Marketing, an ad agency in Fountain Square, dedicated to connecting companies with customers and nonprofits with supporters. More at pivotmarketing.com.
Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard will join representatives from the city's Parks and Recreation Department and several other organizations this morning to announce a public-private funding partnership. Officials from the Pacers Foundation and Indianapolis Power and Light are slated to take part. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development is looking for a new high school equivalency credential examination to replace the current GED test. Here's reporter Andy Ober.
The agency says Pearson, the company that owns the rights to the GED, is moving to online testing only next year and nearly doubling the price, which may reduce the amount of Indiana residents able to afford to take the test. It says the changes could also reduce the amount of Indiana providers able to administer the exam. The state has released a request for proposal and hopes to have a new test in place by the beginning of the year. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Harrison College has created a nonprofit organization to provide scholarships to students at the college and the Chef's Academy. The Harrison College Foundation plans to begin awarding scholarships in the 2013-2014 academic year. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather. Through tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 84, low tonight 66. Tomorrow mostly sunny, 87 the high. Thursday and Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid 80s. And for the weekend, a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Saturday's high 81, Sunday's high 76. Right now it's mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is coming up on 8:37 on this Tuesday morning.